Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.
B-Pod Studios.
Getting your day started.
The Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
You heard the second date update.
Both sides said that the date went well, Melissa and Justin. Now, unfortunately, Justin. So, in case you don't know the backstory, the reason he went on a date with Melissa is because his ex fiance cheated on him multiple times. He still took her back. She left him at the altar recently. Like, a couple weeks ago, I think it was. And he has said he just wants to get out and start dating again. So we're like, hey, go home with Melissa. Boom. They went out. They had a good time.
Let me be the guinea pig. Why not?
What we didn't know was apparently the ex reached out to him and was like, oh, I want to work things out with you.
Apparently she heard
him
and heard that I was going out with him and didn't appreciate that too much. So,
yeah. So, you know, that's where, you know, the whole... Should he have dated in the first place? Did he do it too soon after a breakup? I think he's a special case. I still think you should, as fast as possible, get out there and try something new. It doesn't always work out.
The only way that works is if you are 100%. No doubt about it, unequivocally, I don't even know if that's a word, over your ex. Now, people can break up, because I've been in a situation where I broke up with an ex, and I was over it a year before. I had just stayed in it way too long.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it was just something where it should have ended a year ago. So, those types of situations, date the next day. Go ahead. Do whatever it is. But if any piece of you... head, heart, private parts, whatever, is still thinking about your ex in any way, shape, or form, do not do it.
No.
It's not fair to the next person. Right. It really isn't, because you're kind of like playing with someone else's emotion and heart, and you're not really into it. And you know what? I agree with you. But I think it's a crapshoot, because you might be able to get over it. You might not. This whole thing's a crapshoot. The whole dating, the whole getting back into
it. It's a way to help you get over it. You gotta get back on the horse. All those cliches. Because otherwise, you might never... Because all you're constantly going to be doing is thinking about the other person and stuff like that. And then fast forward... What's it been now, Pebble? 6 years, 7 years? It'll go by and you're still not dating.
But I don't want to date. But my thing's different, because it's just because I don't want to go through the whole process. That's it. Anyway.
Well,
go ahead,
remember, this actually just happened to me recently, too. I told you guys about this. I went on one date with a guy a couple months ago, and he had told me that his last relationship was 10 years ago, and it was with the mother of his kids.
Yeah.
So I thought that was plenty of time. I was like, okay, cool. He's probably over her. We went out once, and he was like, I like you, but I like you enough to tell you I'm not over my ex, so it's probably not a good idea.
Right.
But I appreciated that, though.
You should
I did, because he.
Book, man.
I really
you,
should.
Like, you've
you
legit,
have no idea.
You've gone out with every single type
but
of
But you
human
know what?
Being.
For every really story that Melissa tells, I have heard so many other men and women who have had the same experience.
And I appreciated his honesty, because a lot of people won't say it. They'll hide it, and they'll like really be, you know, wanting their ex back, but they won't say it because they want to maybe see where something goes. But he was right away like, listen, I'm not over her. So there you go. And I appreciated that.
What are your thoughts on this, Leroy? You're being quiet over there.
I'm just taking it all in. I mean, I'm a listener. And what I do want to say is I'm a little bit surprised that Melissa isn't as, can I say, upset.
Honestly, I'm not upset, because I kind of feel for him in a way, because I have been in this situation, may or may not be at the moment, where I'm still thinking about an ex, and I know how hard it is. So I know he's being dumb for doing what he's doing, but I don't judge people because you never know. Unless you're in the situation, you never know how you would act.
And besides, you have nothing to be upset about because the date went great with you. It has nothing to do with you. You know what I'm saying? That's like you played a great game in the Super Bowl. You know, statistically, you threw 5 touchdowns, but your defense sucked. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, what else could
I'm
you do?
I'm not holding the Lombardi at the end.
Yeah, you did great. Melissa, you had a great game. No picks.
That's great. I got a free steak out of it.
98 passer rating. You just don't have the trophy. Wow. That's all.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com. The place to be for podcast discovery. Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities, donate today at hot969boston.com/help.